Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. So if you've been following this channel for a while, you probably know that fearful avoidants have these really strong two competing polarities. This aspect of themselves that really wants love, really wants connection, depth, emotional intimacy, intimacy in general. And then they have this polarizing side that fears commitment, wants to pull away, wants to self-protect, and is terrified to a certain degree of vulnerability. And this largely comes from different attachment traumas in their childhood that we talk so much about on this channel. Specifically, I wanted to cover the three biggest commitment fears that fearful avoidant attachment styles have on that more avoidant side, because they're different from the fears of a dismissive avoidant. And they have these sort of deep underlying components that reflect some of their experiences from the past. So the first major fear of commitment, especially if you are an FA listening to this, you can tackle some of these, right? If you're like, hey, I'm scared to commit, but I'm ready consciously, but my subconscious is pulling back. Or if you're just trying to understand as a loved one, as a fearful avoidant as well. So the first one is because fearful avoidants tend to be codependent and enmeshed very easily. They fear losing the relationship to themselves. Fearful avoidants tend to like play relationships in this way, subconsciously, not intentionally, where they feel like it's like all about the relationship, or they can have a relationship to themselves and there's no in between. It's like all or nothing. And so there's this deep subconscious fear as fearful avoidants start to attach that like they have to throw themselves away, like that their needs, their boundaries, you know, their habits, their routines, their other areas of life, like friendships, or if they're passionate about their career, that those things have to go out the window and that it's just about the relationship. And it reflects trauma. Trauma breeds all or nothing thoughts as one of the outputs. And it reflects enmeshment trauma from childhood. It reflects this dynamic, or in recent relationships, it reflects this concept or idea that it was like all in, you have to pay so much more attention to everybody else's needs but your own in order to survive your environment. But that's not the way a securely attached relationship is supposed to be. And if you struggle with codependency and enmeshment, if you recognize some of this, and if you constantly feel number two here, which is commitment fear number two, is that you have to give all of yourself and you have to constantly give into all of the expectations and pressure and needs of others at the expense of your own. Like this is this big like expectation fear from your partner. If you see these two things in your patterning, you can check out our codependency course, and it allows you to do a deep dive into everything related to codependency. So you can come out the other side realizing you can have your needs, your boundaries, your relationship to yourself and your habits and the other areas of life that are so meaningful to you, like friendships and family relationships and career and, you know, all these things you want to create, your dreams in the world, and have a really healthy, thriving, impactful relationship at the same time. They don't have to be one or the other. They don't have to be mutually exclusive. So I have some really exciting news, and it's that integrated attachment theory training is back. In other words, you can be trained to become a relationship coach certified in integrated attachment theory in literally 60 days. So who's this for? Well, of course, this is for any individual who wants to make an impact and really be of service to others while also obtaining freedom and flexibility and abundance in their lives. And this is also for anybody who's already a counselor, a therapist, a coach, and just really wants to expand their toolkit. We've had so many people enter into the Integrated Attachment Theory program because they're just looking to obtain a certain degree of mastery in terms of understanding their own attachment patterns and also the attachment patterns of maybe their children or partner or other loved ones in their lives, so they can really support those people and understand them more deeply. Now, please keep in mind that the last two times we ran this program, we filled up very fast. In fact, we oversold the programs and sold up completely. So if you're interested, click the link below to learn more and dive in with me. And I'd love to see you on the other side before seats run out. Commitment fear number three is this idea that you will love and then get deeply hurt. So this fear of loving and opening up and being vulnerable and trusting and then being abandoned or betrayed. And this tends to really make fearful avoidance almost feel the sense of like, as they get closer and closer and more connected to somebody else, it's almost like at the same time, the fear ignites. Like the more the love is there, the more the fear is there, because there's usually this deep subconscious belief or assumption that it's going to end badly at some point. Something terrible is going to happen. And this reflects limiting beliefs because of past traumas. And this also reflects this limited ability to a certain degree, for lack of like a better way of describing it, this limited ability to realize that you can work through things, that you can communicate through problems, you can resolve things. And there may be moments where people make mistakes in relationships, like forget to do something that you asked them or are running late to something. And those are solvable by having discussions and learning to hash them out. And also the more you set boundaries and share yourself with somebody, the more somebody can know you and better take you into consideration, which is a huge ingredient in relationship to trust. And you know, when we can choose the right people, when we can vet people properly and then have important discussions to work through things, we can have really great outcomes in relationships for the long haul. But I think that so many fearful avoidance, because they usually don't make it past the power struggle stage of relationships, can end up feeling really stuck and then sort of feeding into this belief system that then actually acts as a sabotaging factor or a saboteur for the relationship later on. So three really important things to take into consideration. Definitely three things you want to work through if you find yourself struggling with this as a fearful avoidant. And I hope this makes a lot of sense.